Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz says more needs to be done to help in the reconstruction of Afghanistan. During a visit to Kabul, Wolfowitz visited a women's hospital being renovated with U.S. aid, part of an effort to rebuild Afghanistan's healthcare system. One Afghan doctor is playing a unique role by taking Afghan children to France for life-saving operations. The BBC's Emma Jane Kirby tells the story of one girl taken to Paris for open-heart surgery.
It's supposed to be a city of romance and culture, but for 12-year-old Shagufa, who's never left Kabul before, Paris is simply terrifying.
She says that she wants an Afghan family. She thought it will be an Afghan family, but I told her it will be a French family, and she will learn very quickly.
Dr. Nilav Mobarez selected her for the trip, but she's also had the painful task of turning many other children away. Despite her fears, Shagufa knows that she's one of the lucky ones. She's come to France for a life-saving heart operation, which could never be performed in Kabul.
It is very difficult for me, because I can't say this one is better than that one. We don't have enough money to send all of them here. The only choice is to give them facilities in Kabul.
At the ultra-modern Georges Pompidou Hospital in Paris, Shagufa is given a heart scan so that the French surgeons, Professor Alain Deloche and Nicolas Dattali, can decide when to operate. In just 1 minute, their sophisticated technology gives them a diagnosis.
So this young girl has a hole in her heart.
We will close the hole.
That's for you.
Fantastic.
For the past 18 months, the two French surgeons have been helping Nilab raise funds for a specialist children's hospital for Kabul. Today, Dr. Dattali has presented her with the architect's plans for the centre, which they hope will be built by the end of this year. But they still need another $1 million. The international community has promised Afghanistan more than $4 billion of aid, but Dr. Nilab Mobarez wonders whether the money is being used appropriately. Much of the funding is still being spent on emergency relief, but with 2 million people now returned to Afghanistan since the fall of the Taliban, Nilav believes it's time to focus on long-term reconstruction projects, such as building new houses and hospitals.
There is still no construction of houses in Kabul, and since last year when the population of Kabul doubled, if you have development, people could find jobs. And then you can help them slowly. First years will be difficult for them, but they will have a job.
Wow!
Wonderful.
Shagufa has been given some new clothes by her French foster parents, Monsieur and Madame Pinard, and she's proud to show them off. In Kabul, she lives in a squat with her parents and 5 brothers and sisters. While at Madame Pinard's home, where she'll stay for 3 months after her operation, she has her own room filled with toys. For now, learning French and about French life is just a game for Shagufa. But Nilab hopes that by the time she returns to Afghanistan, she'll have learned valuable lessons about the possibilities available in the developed world, which she'll take back with her to her family and community.
The BBC's Emma Jane Kirby.